main street kind
of. Yes, it is. Those are the main streets.
Yeah. Like, you know, sometimes there'll be places where there's a train tracks, and they build something where the cars can go over it, and you call one of those a thing that, like, if the train tracks are down here, and you drive up over them on this kind of a bridge thing, you call that
overpass. Is that what you were thinking of?
Okay. How about one that's the very opposite, that goes underneath, would be?
You mean when the cars go underneath?
Right. When the track's up here and the cars go underneath it. One's overpass and the other one's underpass. Yeah. Like a road. A little road way off in the country. What'd you call that?
That's about all you could call it if it was way off, a little country road.
Yeah, that's what I call the country road. Now, like out from the street to your house, you have to go up what our cars are parked in would be the
driveway.
You know of anything out in the country called, I don't know if you know this, do you know a lane? You know that word?
Yes, I've heard of a lane. The lanes are usually, it's out through the field.
Through the field, uh-huh. That's right. Yeah, lanes are through the field. Mm-hmm.
And through the woods, they have lanes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know, like there'll be a sidewalk, and then there'll be the street, and between there will oftentimes be a grassy strip.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know a name for that grassy strip?
A lawn.
Yeah, very good. Now this is expressions that people might use, like you're walking along the street and a mean dog jumped out at you. Now you might pick up a
brick or whatever you can find.
Would you usually say pick up a rock or a stone?
Well, I use rock more than I do stone.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd say you picked up the rock and you
threw.
You wouldn't say chunk.
No, I guess I say thrown.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say chunk.
No, I wouldn't use chunk at all.
Okay, somebody came to see you. You might tell them, well, just sit down and make yourself
comfortable.
Okay. Now, if you knocked at the door and no one ever came to the door, you said, I guess that there's no one
is here.
Or if you're using the word.
No one is home.
Uh-huh. Or, yeah, okay. Now, talking about putting.
I wonder why would you use there? Cause
I'd say nobody.
Was here, because instead of there, because you are here.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But you know, people use that a lot. Yeah. No one is there.
Yes. But really it's here. I know.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it's.
And then you know how people use down yonder
instead of
down there.
Down there. Yeah.
People use it down yonder a lot. Have you noticed that?
Uh-huh. And I find that very often that there's a question on here. Well, I won't have to ask you now because we brought it up already down there. And I find it very often in doing this that people tell me that. Because that's one of the questions that I ask is, how would you express something that's sort of over down that way? How would you tell me where it was, you know? And they'd say down,
I guess the proper word would say there's no one is here. I would say
there's no one at home, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you said there's no one home, and I would say there's nobody at home. Mm-hmm. I'd stick that at in there, you know. But that's kind of shows I'm kind of a little bit country.
Oh, so am I.
Because that's at home, I think, maybe a little bit. I don't know. Now, talking about putting milk in coffee. Now, the people that put milk in there, you'd say they like their coffee
with cream.
Okay. And if it were milk you were using, they'd say they like it
with milk.
Right. And if they didn't put anything in it, you'd say they like it
black.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any other way of saying it instead of straight? Have you ever heard that used?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now.
But I've heard black more than I have straight.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, if somebody is not going away from you, you say he's coming straight
to me.
Now, if you're using the word toward, would you say